When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good to see you again. Derek Jeter's here. David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez. I'm Kevin Burkhardt. And one of the stars of the game, John Gray, is with us now. And John, congrats. You were sensational today. And I guess you just never know, going back from when you're, you know, taken in the first round by Colorado, you never know when your big moment's going to come, right? And obviously you battled an injury at the end of the year. You come out of the bullpen because you're trying to get healthy. And today was your big spot. How did you deal with it?
Oh, man, just staying ready to the days I wasn't, and just waiting on that call. I knew it was going to happen eventually. There's some way to help this team out, you know, and the bullpen's been fun so far. It's been a lot of fun, a lot less thinking, a lot more doing, and it's good to help this club out.
John, how were you able? I was so impressed with the way you kept your composure out of nowhere. You're usually a starter, not coming from the pen, and you're used to routine. How were you able to do that?
Oh, man, it's just taking one thing at a time again. Like, it's just like starting. I mean, but one pitch at a time, really focus on execution. I mean, you feel all the energy in the building, and you want to, you know, really use all of it. But then again, it's going back to doing your job, executing, and let everything else take care of it.
John, when you get caught off into being called out of the bullpen based on a surprise and an injury that Max went through, what is the mentality coming into the game?
Well, today it felt like just really slow down. You know, things got really fast right there. I knew that coming out of the bullpen, things do get faster. So it was really just slow down, take things one pitch at a time. You know, take your time out there. I mean, even this pitch clock, you still take your time and use it as your friend. And, you know, we'll find a groove.
Now, I said when this series started, I picked you as my X factor because, you know, you're coming off the injury. You hadn't thrown a lot of pitches, but knew you were going to be there at some point. How confident were you coming back from the injury in this series? Do you feel comfortable out there, or are you still finding your way?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to get that opportunity. I mean, I feel like I've been banged up so much this year. I've been hit by comebackers. I've had, like, the weirdest stuff happen. But you just knowing that there's an opportunity and still doing all the work and just ready for it, I mean, that's meant the world to me. And just to be able to help this team out, because they've been playing so well, and I didn't get much of the postseason, so to be able to come in now and do a really good job, it feels amazing.
John, how'd you deal with your pitch arsenal? Obviously, you said it. You only had one bullpen appearance in your life until this series. So how do you deal with that as a pitch arsenal, narrowing it down and maybe using two pitches instead of more than that?
I mean, it just seems like things get simpler and simpler out of the bullpen. You know, I'm really using two pitches.
Yeah.
I used one curveball today. That was kind of an anomaly, but I mean, really just focus on the bread and butter and just making that as sharp as I can.
Did you guys feel that you flipped the script when they got that big out at home plate in the second, and then in the top of the third, Simeon comes with a base hit? It's almost a four-run turnaround there.
Absolutely, man. Adolis, that was an awesome throw. And you do something like that and you come right back in, I mean, that's definitely a contributor to the offense for sure.
Hey, John, tomorrow supposedly is supposed to be a bullpen game. You pitched three innings today. If you had to come on tomorrow, what would you do?
Don't answer it.
Try to do the same thing. man. Let it eat. Yep.
What are you going to dress for Halloween tomorrow, by the
John,
way?
John. Hey, KB, John knows Poppy well. He said, let it eat. Now you're talking Poppy's language.
That's right. Come on, man.
Cookie Monster.
Come on, man.
John, outstanding, and thanks for joining us tonight. Congrats on winning, okay?
Oh, thank you guys
John
so much.
Great. The Rangers bullpen, just sensational here tonight,
nice.
And that's why they've
very
got.
Nice.
Hi,
Gord.
Hi.
A great defense in the bottom of the eighth shut down the D-backs. How much will that elevate your pregame preparation?
Tremendous job on Marcus's part, especially, you know, with that transfer and the turn, what he did really made that play. So it was a big moment for us in the game, and it was a big momentum change for us for sure.
Other questions for Corey? We'll go to Kyle on your right, Corey.
Corey, 2 years ago, you, Marcus, and John all signed on the same day some pretty big contracts to kind of turn around this franchise. Just what does this mean to you, all three of you guys, you know, coming up big and delivering in the World Series and the biggest stage of all together, given that?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, this is what we envisioned. This is where we wanted to be. We've talked about it before, but what John was able to do for us and give us a bunch of those big innings in the middle of the game and really kind of shut their lineup down was awesome for us tonight.
The fourth row on your right, Corey. Jake?
I'm curious what motivates you, what drives you on a day-to-day basis. You spend a lot of time behind the scenes working on hitting. What is the constant for you that pushes you out?
I mean, this, you know, this is what you play for. This is what you, where you want to be at this moment. So having experience with this, and fortunately for me, having experience with this, it's always kind of driven me. You know, I was fortunate enough to be a part of some good teams and experience these things. So this is definitely the motivation for me.
Two rows behind the last one on the right.
Corey, just looking at the two home runs you've hit so far in terms of how the atmosphere was, obviously a far different one tonight compared to the one that you hit. Just what are those moments like for you, whether it's in that game or this one, where you're changing sort of the environment around you with the play that you made?
Yeah, you know, Marcus put a good AB together right before me and drove in a run, and we're just trying to build off that. You know, this lineup's trying to build off each other constantly, so props to him on the great AB, and unfortunately I got a good pitch to hit.
Other questions for Corey? On your left.
Hey, Corey, congrats. Apologies if you've answered this already, but 9-0 on the road this postseason, major league record. What's your reaction to that, and what has made you guys so good away from home this postseason?
Yeah, we're just showing to play every day. You know, we're trying to win that day. No matter where you are, we're trying to play good baseball every day. So, I don't know how to credit to anything other than that, really. Sorry.
Other questions? Steve, on your left.
Corey, I know everyone on this team is able to win a game for this team on any given night, but you seem to have been able to come through, obviously, in these first two games with the key blow. Do you feel that there's some responsibility? Do you feel, as one of the people that was brought in at a very high contract, that it's sort of a responsibility for you to sometimes lead this team?
No, you know, that we've preached about this all year. You know, it's a pass the baton mentality for us. You don't always have to be the guy that day, and that's comforting. You know, that takes stress off people, and we've done a good job of that, and we're hoping to continue to do it.
On the center with Kyle.
Corey, coming off that mound visit, you got a first pitch changeup and hammered it. What were you looking for that at bat, and how did it all kind of play out there?
Just a good pitch. You know, fortunately I got it. Unfortunately, I put a good swing on it.
Anything else for Corey? All right, Corey, thanks so much. Great
Thank
job
you guys.
Tonight.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bruce, the Rangers signed Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, and John Gray for over $550 million on the same day back in 2021, and they've been great for the franchise. Today, all three of them played a really key role in winning this game for you. What do those three mean to you, and how have they kind of turned things around specifically for the franchise?
Right. Well, I'll start tonight. I think they showed what they mean to us with their outstanding play. I mean, John Gray stepped in when we lost Max there and did a terrific job, didn't he? You know, been dealing, you know, with, you know, some arm stuff, but he's bounced back and he's thrown the ball as well as he was earlier in the season. But those guys, you know, they're the type of guys that can turn a franchise around, and went out and signed them and made this club that much better.
Jeff, on your left, Boach.
Bruce, can you give us injury updates on both Max Scherzer and Adolis Garcia, and whether you expect either of them for the remainder of the series?
Right. Right now, we're going to just evaluate him. Dolly will get some diagnostics done, see where he's at. Left side tightness, we're being optimistic there, but we'll know more tomorrow. Same with Max. Max took a pretty good shot on the elbow. That's what we were concerned about, but it was his low back that tightened up on him. He just couldn't go anymore. And same with him. We'll see where he's at the next 24 hours and decide where we're at with him.
Questions for Bruce? I'll go to on your left, Boach.
Yeah, sure. What was the difference? A couple games ago or a couple days ago, Diamondbacks scored 9 runs. Tonight, just 1 run. What in your strategy was able to turn the guys around or get them to lock in differently? I'm just curious what created
the difference. Well, it wasn't so much in strategy. Yeah, the guys just threw the ball well. Now, those nine runs, you know, they get away from us late. That was a tight ball game, 2-1, and just got away late in that game. But that's what it comes down to, and defense. I mean, you look at what those guys did tonight, Dolly. I mean, what a throw he made at home. Of course, Corey, you know, getting that big double play, Josh Young, the ball that deflected off of Max. It's just a great game defensively and shows you what defense can do. It can win a ball game for you, and it helped us win tonight.
Six rows back on your right, Poach.
You just spoke on the throw by Garcia. Can you just expand on the weapon that has been for you guys defensively and just how reliable he's been in situations like that when guys try to run on him in that situation?
Yeah, he's just a complete player. You know, he's speed, arm, he can hit. I mean, the guy can do it all, and we saw it. And he's accurate, too, and he loves to throw. He loves to be challenged, and we've seen that quite a few times. So he really enjoys that part of the game, and he works at it.
Fourth row on your left, Jeff.
Bruce, I think coming into the series, John Gray had thrown one inning in the ALCS. Going from that to not just high-leverage situations, but really important ones. What have you seen from him, and how much better has the stuff been than it was a week or two ago?
Right, I agree. He's really thriving on this role. He's got a lot of confidence going. And, you know, I'll start with he's healthy right now. I think he's excited about that. You know, he was dealing, you know, with the arm, but now back to who he is. He knows he's you know, getting the ball where he wants, his velocity, his slider. So he's back to being the guy that we had earlier in the season. And for the most part this season, you know, he's always, you know, can be a difficult transition going to the bullpen. But he's handled it so well, and his stamina and strength has built up on him. He, you know, we only had him for an inning there, but each time out, he's just getting stronger. So we're able to use him multiple innings, went three tonight, and he probably could have gone more, to be honest.
And we'll finish up with Kyle on your right, Boach.
Bruce, given how tonight's game played out, who's going to be your starting pitcher tomorrow?
You know, I'm going to need about an hour here, to be honest. We're going to huddle up and decide how we're going to do it. I think both teams are kind of in a similar situation, how we work this. We were able to stay away from a lot of guys because of John Gray's effort and had our leverage guys out there. So we're going to talk about, you know, the game plan and what we're going to do tomorrow. So I'll come up with that shortly.
Boach, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.
To your left, Tori.
Hi, Tori.
Hi.
Brandon Pfau went five in the third innings. How important was it for him to go that deep into the game?
Yeah, it was super important considering what we're going to go through tomorrow. We're still discussing who that starting pitcher will be. But, you know, pitching into the sixth inning, giving us a little bit extra was a big moment for him, because I know I extended him a little bit, but he accepted that responsibility. He did enough to win the baseball game. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get him any run support, and that was the difference in the game for me.
Go to the second row, Tori.
Hey, Tori, what was your vantage point there of that call on Moreno?
Yeah, you're trying to get me in trouble. I know. I know the world's watching right now. I mean, I'm not happy about it. I know that if they were off the plate and there were missed calls, they got to tighten it up. Just the same as ever. I'd say that to everybody. But I will say this, that the umps are doing their absolute best. Ball's moving at high velocities. It's getting manipulated at home plate. But, yeah, there were some calls that didn't go our way today. Was that the difference in the game? I don't know. I don't think so. They took advantage of it, let's put it that way. If they were missed calls, they took advantage of it and won the baseball game the way they needed to.
Go to the fourth row on the left with Zach.
Hey, Tori. Kind of on that subject, I know there was another one in the third inning with Fott that was maybe a little more borderline, but yeah. Those situations, I know they've tested it out in the minors. Would you like to have, like, a challenge system in big moments like that to just kind of make sure you can get those calls right?
Probably going to punt on that right now. I know, like I said, Major League Baseball is doing a really good job. of staying ahead of things, and they're doing their absolute best. I said it today when you guys asked me about the roof being open. I just said if there's a level playing field, that's all I care about, and I just want it to be neutralized, and everybody has the same crack at getting things right, and the umpires are doing their absolute best. And before I go any further, yeah, I know that Young's first at-bat and a second at-bat potentially should have been struck out, but it is what it is. And like I said, the umpires are doing their absolute best. I don't want to make a huge deal of it. I can go throw my hat in the office and do all I want to do in there. I may or may not. I probably will. But I got to find a way to turn the page, too, and work through the frustration of what happened today.
Jack, up front.
Torrey, kind of a two-parter. The Christian running through a stop sign that may or may not have been put up late.
Yeah.
Just wanted to get your vantage point on that. And then secondly, did that feel like a turning point? Like from the stands or, you know, from the press box, it looked like a turning point in the game. The offense got shut down from there for a while.
At very critical times of the game, whether it's in the first inning, second inning, you just don't know what's going to happen. We've been really good at being able to execute at a high level. I feel like that was a huge momentum swing. You know, you're looking at first and third, potentially in no outs. A lot of people like to play out the next set of circumstances, a pop-up and a ground ball off the pitcher's arm, but who knows? The timing, everything would have been different. We may have scored a bunch of runs. You just don't know what would happen. The outcome would have been totally different. But, the beauty of it is we should have been better in that situation. Christian Walker owned it. He accepted it. He was accountable for his actions, and I know I will still consider him one of our best instinctual base runners. I think it was just a misread and then trying to make up for it, and he compounded things, and it just didn't go the way we wanted it to. Was it a pivotal moment in the day, in the game? Absolutely. And we talk about making statements. I'm not going to lie. It hurt a little bit, and they turned around on us and scored three runs, and that was a big moment. We got flattened there for a couple innings.
Third row on your left, Torrey.
Torrey, it seems like this is the kind of team that has a moment somewhere in the game, and then once that moment happens, the offense just ignites. And a couple of times tonight, it looked like that was going to happen, and then it just didn't. Did you sense anything at all before the game?
Nothing before the game. Everything was business as usual, and you're right. I get the same feeling every single time when somebody grabs the keys to the car and cranks it up. The line gets moving, and it's a lot of fun for me to watch, and that's when I become a fan, and we put up big crooked numbers. But, you know, they made pitches when they had to. I thought Gray coming in, it was the second time he came in and shut us down for whatever it was, three innings, and he made pitches when he had to. We had a chance against him. We had a chance against Scherzer. But it's a game of capitalizing on the right pitch at the right time. And, you know, sometimes it's with two outs, and we just didn't get that job done today. That they did. They got a two-out hit from Simeon and a two-run home run from Seager, and that was the difference in the game.
Fifth row on your left, Torrey.
Torrey, tough loss, obviously. You guys put up nine yesterday, just one today. Was it missed opportunities? Was it vagaries of the sport? Was it something in their game plan? What was it that led to such an offensive outburst yesterday and such a lack of it today?
I understand. 2 days ago. I don't know. I feel like we never really got into a rhythm offensively for whatever reason that was. I thought we had a good approach against Scherzer, and just as we were honing in on him, they made a change over to Gray. We had one small opportunity against him. We didn't capitalize. And I can't put my finger on it. I think our guys were very engaged and understood that Scherzer was going to probably give him 50 to 70 pitches, and he was out of the game with some sort of an injury. I don't know exactly what happened, but at the end of the day, we do have to be better. I think our offense is very capable against any type of pitching, whether it's a reliever or a starter. We just got beat. We got beat. We got maybe out-executed, and we got to figure that out.
I'll finish up with Paul on your left.
Torrey, along the lines of the offense, Christian Walker, talk about the base running and the hit tonight, but just the last couple games, have you seen, like, he's maybe on the verge? He's had a lot of hard hit balls. He's been wrapped. Is he on the verge maybe breaking out, and how big is that going to be for your club and helping that offense take the next step?
It will be huge. We count on him offensively. He's been somebody that in a lot of different ways has been a catalyst for us, whether it's getting on base, having a good at-bat, or driving runners in. You don't have 105 RBIs unless you're doing a lot right. So We need them to get going. I do love the crowd support. I know I caught wind of it at some point during the day when I came in here earlier that there was some groundswell to have the crowd pick him up a little bit, Trey Turner style, and I felt it at work. So I know he's been working really hard. He hit a couple 100-mile-an-hour balls today. It's been showing up over the past couple of days. So, yeah, getting him going is crucial, but I think he's very close right now.
Torrey, thanks so much. Okay. See you.
Thanks, you guys.
I'm curious what you've learned from watching and being around Corey Seager over the last couple of months.
Yeah, he is. I think the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway for me is just how calm and how present he is at all times. You know, no matter how, you know, if we're getting beat really bad, we're up a lot, just how calm and how, you know, he is where his feet are. So I really envy that, and I really try and emulate that in my own game.
Other questions for Evan? Kennedy, on your left, Evan.
Evan, I know you've only been here a short while, but this team is really sound defensively. Are you shocked when people, you know, run on Adolis or when you watch the double plays that Corey and Marcus can turn and how important that's been to the success of this team in the postseason?
Yeah, it's been important the whole postseason, especially tonight. You know, we had two, you know, obviously Dolly's throwing that runner out was big time, and then the double play was just as big. And, yeah, and it's not necessarily surprising. I mean, those guys put in a ton of work to be able to put themselves in position to make that play. And so, no, I wouldn't say I'm surprised, but, you know, it is really fun to watch them do stuff like that.
Other questions for Evan? I'll go to Kyle.
Evan, reach base, I think it was three times tonight. How have you managed to stay calm and composed? You know, 2 months ago you're in the minor leagues and now you're in the World Series.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of veteran guys around me, and, you know, everybody's welcoming me in with open arms. So just a bunch of people around me making me feel confident in myself, you know, coaching staff and players alike. So, you know, it's a great clubhouse, and that just makes me, you know, even more comfortable and confident when I go out there and play.
Steve on your left, Evan.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Can you talk about this ride, though? Can you take a step back and maybe it is quite remarkable how you began the season just a couple months ago. Can you talk about this amazing ride for you, what it's been like, and do you ever pinch yourself?
Yeah, you know, it's flown by. I mean, you know, Double A feels like a couple years ago now, it seems like. But this is the longest I've ever played baseball, and that's the goal. You know, you want to be here. You want to be at the World Series. This is what everybody wants to do is win. So the moment that we take a step back, that I, for myself, take a step back, is hopefully after we win everything, kind of get to take a deep breath and, you know, hey, this was awesome. You know, it is. It's a ton of fun, and I'm blessed to be here. This is great.
Other questions for Evan? I will go to the camera riser in the back.
Can you describe the ups and downs? I mean, high, low, and then back on a high again, and what this week's been like for you all?
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest things that our team does that is really important for especially baseball players is just, you know, when really, really fun things happen, you know, that's great, but then you got to bring yourself back down to level, and then when bad things happen, you have to get yourself out of those holes just as quick. So being able to stay even, flat, you know, just calm in all moments of the sport, that's the name of the game for us, and I think that our club's really good at that.
Other questions for Evan? All right, Evan, great job. Congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.